You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland will reopen its borders to fully vaccinated travellers from hotspot areas on the 13th of December. From 1 a.m. next Monday, travellers can enter Queensland without having to quarantine. They need to provide a negative test result from the previous 72 hours before travelling to the state by plane or car, and then get tested again on day 5 after their arrival. The new date for the border reopening is 4 days earlier than Queensland's initial target of the 17th of December. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said she hopes this announcement will give people the ability to plan ahead.
You must have a negative COVID test in the previous 72 hours. So please, you know, got this date now, so you can go and start organising that test. And no quarantine is required if you are fully vaccinated. If you are not fully vaccinated, you must arrive by air only and hotel quarantine for 14 days.
Ms. Palaszczuk also says the state is on track to reach its 80% double dose vaccination target this week.
Our goal was to get to 80% double dose, to get as many Queenslanders as we could vaccinated before the borders open, because we know how important it is to reunite families, especially coming up to this really special time of year of Christmas. And I know people have said to me personally, some of them haven't seen their grandkids for the first time. Some of them haven't seen their aunts and uncles, their mothers and fathers. This is going to be a very, very special time of the year. And as a government, we've been very conscious of how important this is to reunite families.
It's good news for fully vaccinated border zone residents who will be able to cross with a border pass, which will last 14 days. At Sydney's International Airport, 250 university students from 15 countries, including Indonesia, Singapore, Vietnam, South Korea, China, and Canada, touched down to resume their studies. It's part of a pilot program that's being trialled by the New South Wales government. SBS News spoke to Lester and Jacqueline from Hong Kong, and they say they are looking forward to getting back into their studies.
If I can't go back to Sydney, I can't actually continue my academic degree. So it may postpone my graduations.
I feel really relieved because they were going to cancel my offer if I couldn't make it by January, so I feel really relieved.
While the federal government initially lifted travel bans from the 1st of December to welcome 150,000 international students, the detection of the Omicron variant has pushed that date back to at least another 2 weeks. New South Wales recorded 208 new cases of COVID-19, including 10 with the Omicron variant, 9 of which were locally acquired. It brings the total number of Omicron cases in the state to 25. The locally acquired cases are linked to an outbreak at 2 schools in Regent's Park in Western Sydney and to an indoor climbing gym in Villawood. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says she expects case numbers linked to this cluster to rise.
We're continuing to investigate the outbreak of COVID cases associated with the Omicron variant at the Regent's Park Christian School, the Sydney Indoor Climbing Gym in Villawood, and the St. Peter Chanel Catholic Primary School in Regent's Park. There are 14 cases confirmed as being of the Omicron variant linked to these venues.
Victoria has recorded 1,073 new cases and 6 deaths, and the ACT reported another 6 new COVID-19 cases as it reaches its 98% double dose vaccination rate for people aged 12 and over, the highest rate of any jurisdiction. In the Northern Territory, a 3-year-old girl has been diagnosed with COVID-19. The Territory's Health Minister, Natasha Files, says the girl tested positive to a test during a visit to Katherine Hospital and is likely to be late in her infectious period.
We wish her a speedy recovery, and it does perhaps give us some indication to that positive wastewater that we kept seeing in the Bicentennial Road catchment. She went to Katherine Hospital yesterday for some treatment, and it was at that point she received a PCR test, and that test has come back positive. She has 7 household contacts, and they're all being interviewed as we speak this morning.
The lockout in Katherine will be extended by 24 hours and is now scheduled to end at midday on Wednesday. South Australia has recorded 4 new COVID-19 cases, including 1 locally acquired, 2 from interstate, and 1 from overseas. One of the cases is linked to the Norwood cluster, which now has 25 cases. Premier Stephen Marshall says any changes to South Australia's border restrictions would depend on getting more information on the Omicron strain.
So there are 3 things that we're concerned about with this new variant, which was only declared a variant of concern by the World Health Organisation, I think, 9 days ago. The first thing is the transmissibility, and we are getting information to show that this is highly transmissible. The second is what the effectiveness of the existing vaccines are, and we do not have information. We're still days away from getting that information. And the third thing is the severity of the symptoms. Now, there is some anecdotal information that suggests in the early days that there is actually a lower level of severity for the symptoms of this. So we need to take all of those things into account.
On Sunday, New South Wales and Victoria announced they will not be pursuing an Omicron zero strategy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says state and territory leaders need to keep moving forward in the face of the new variant. He also says that the country is likely to reach 90% double dose vaccination rates by the end of the week.
We are waiting and have been waiting for some more of the evidence to come in on Omicron. But, you know, we're going into 2022 looking through the front windscreen, not through the rear vision mirror. You know, we're going to make decisions about what's coming ahead, not what's gone before. And this virus has been changing over the entire course of this pandemic, and we've been making sensible, balanced, evidence-based decisions. By the end of this week, we'll be knocking on the door, if not walking through it, on 90% double dose vaccination rates all around the country. And that's an extraordinary achievement by Australians.
Mr. Morrison adds that jurisdictions should stand firm on their border strategies.
Ultimately, these are decisions for premiers at the end of the day on public health of that nature. All I know is, of course, that the Doherty scientific analysis that was done showed very clearly that once you get past 80%, then it is a real game changer once you hit that. And we've seen that in New South Wales, we've seen it in Victoria, we've seen it in the ACT. These states living confidently with the virus.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.